we now talk with our good friend Paul White, who is back east. And Paul, one of the great baseball analysts of all time. How are you?
Doing great, Marty.
All right. So we've got the Nationals coming in. It is April. And the Nationals started off so well, my goodness. And then all of a sudden, they sort of have leveled off here. What's going on with the Nats? What should we expect?
An offense that's not quite in sync yet. A lot of pieces. Danny Murphy hasn't played yet. Adam Eaton got hurt again. He's been out. Anthony Rendon's missed some time. Ryan Zimmerman was brutal until they got to Los Angeles this week. So the offense has been Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and a few little bits and pieces. So there's no panic. They kind of figure when they get everybody healthy, you know, they get Eaton back in a leadoff spot. Turner, despite all his speed, really isn't a leadoff hitter at this stage in his career. The pitching's solid. The bullpen had a couple of sub burps, but Doolittle's been good. Scherzer beat Kershaw the other night. Strasburg's been good. The fifth starter's up for grabs. Jeremy Hellickson's going to pitch tonight in the national TV game at L.A., and he may be able to hold that spot, but the rest of the rotation's solid. So I don't think there's any panic yet. They got swept at home by the Mets, and the fans freaked out, but they went back to New York and took two out of three. So I think they're just kind of biding their time.
All right, Paul White with us. I was thinking, and you're right, Zimmerman was under the Mendoza line. He was on the interstate for a long time. Why did anybody pitch to Harper with this guy not hitting behind him?
Well, they really haven't that much. I mean, you know, Harper's basically hit a few mistakes. And, you know, if he gets them, he's proven what he can do. He hit one in New York. He broke the bat and hit it out. If he can square it up, he's going to hit home runs. But that's why he hasn't been that consistent otherwise. Again, there's a lot of cases where the Nats have been behind and they'll pitch to Harper. So if you got a four-run lead, what the heck? You'll just try to get him out. But you can pitch around him right now. And that's where Rendon's more crucial, middle-of-the-order guy. And they need to get people on base. So there's more protection for him if the top of that order is getting on base and there's people there that where it really forces you to pitch to him.
All right, Paul White with us. It's funny. I always thought the strength of the league was going to be in the West. And sort of the West, other than Arizona, is kind of sort of stumbling around. The East has actually turned out to be quite, forceful. You got Atlanta with Ryan Flaherty, 31 years old, a former Oriole, leading the league in hitting. Where did this come from? And you got the Phillies, who you and I have talked about that. Gabe Kapler all of a sudden has turned into, Connie Mack and John McGraw. And then you get the Mets pitching, and Callaway's doing a good job. Harvey's now in the bullpen. Give me a little bit on what's going on in this National League East, because all of a sudden this has become the interesting division.
Yeah, it is. And it we might see a lot of changes in the power structure really over the course of the season, because if you look at these teams, you think, okay, which team should get better as the year goes on? The Mets, for their good start, and they've gotten a lot of the pitching back that they've been missing for the last year or so. I still worry about them. Can they keep that pitching healthy? Most of the guys in that rotation have had injury problems. Can they get 180 to 200 innings out of Syndergaard, DeGrom, and Wheeler? I'm a little skeptical. We'll see. And I think their offense might be a little more suspect. The Phillies and the Braves have young pitching. You go into the season, say, it's probably a little too early for all that young pitching to kind of fall into place and start winning games. But maybe over the course of the season, if they can get some veteran leadership at the top of their rotation, the Phillies are getting it from Jake Arrieta, the Braves, Julio Teheran, Brandon McCarthy, guys a little bit of experience. If those guys remain solid, those teams could score some runs. They're not as many household names, but the Braves have Nick Markakis, Freddie Freeman, Enderin Ciardi's a good leadoff hitter that people don't pay a lot of attention to. Phillies have young bats. Hoskins is a legit power guy. They added Carlos Santana. These are teams that are reasonably good teams. I still think in the end, the Nationals have a whole lot more overall talent than any of those other teams. But hey, if they let it be a race, the Phillies and the Braves, especially, I think, our teams, as the season goes on, are going to start to believe that, hey, you know what, we're pretty good and we're getting better.
Yeah, I love it. It's what the baseball season's all about. The Giants go to Philly, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta in their May trip after this next homestand. And all of a sudden, I thought, well, all right, Philly, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, things should go well. Not necessarily. They could be running into some hot teams. And I'll tell you one thing about the Phillies. A very athletic team. Hoskins has the perfect launch angle swing in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Perfect swing. And now their starting pitching is coming together. I think the Phillies, of everyone, of all the surprise teams, I like them the best. I really do. I like them better than the Mets. So we'll see how that plays out. Well, a question came up here. If you're starting a team today, would you take Trout or Harper? Where would you go?
I'll take Trout. He's a more complete and mostly a more consistent player. Harper has the star quality. He's a guy that can make things happen. He's a guy you're probably more likely to put down your money and go pay to see if Bryce Harper's in town. Mike Trout just shows up and does it every day. Harper does it in bursts. And it's spectacular when he does it. But I just think you can depend on what you're going to get day to day, week to week, season to season with Mike Trout.
Yeah, I agree. Harper's a little spectacular, but watching Trout even in this series with the Giants, the guy has tremendous power and speed and really never makes a mistake. He's that kind of player. So, yeah, I think I would go that way as well. We had an interesting night last night in the Bay Area with Manaea throwing the no-hitter against the Red Sox of all teams. Strikes out over 10, the last pitchers to do that against the Red Sox, Jim Bunning and the great Walter Johnson. So it tells you where Manaea is, the strikeout, the millionaires, as they like to call him. But there was a little bit of a scoring decision in the thing, and you've been around no-hitters before. How many have you seen?
I have seen zero. Why? It's a running joke in our office at USA Today for years. My wife makes fun of me. The things I have gone through to change plans and not see no-hitters and miss them is almost epic. The guys in the press box used to love it if I was there and some guy had a no-hitter in the seventh. They didn't have to worry about having to write some big story. Oh, Paul's here. That won't happen.
Do you ever lose any two out in the ninth?
No, I have not. Gotten a few, seventh and eighth. I usually manage to like change plans at the last minute and go to a game. Or go to a different game in the town I leave. Some guy throws a no-hitter. I once stayed in Seattle an extra day to watch Randy Johnson pitch. I mean, there's a good possibility. Then I left town and Chris Bosio pitched one the next night. You
That's
know,
funny.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, he did against the Red Sox. That was the last one against the Red Sox.
Yeah. In fact, Chris Bosio, I was supposed to go interview him once in Tacoma when he was the pitching coach. I had flown up from Oakland, and I was going to do it on a Saturday night. The airport is halfway between Seattle and Tacoma, so I came in Friday after this. I'll go get Boz today, Friday. So I did. Drove up to Seattle the next day. The day I was supposed to go to Tacoma, John Hawama pitched a perfect game.
Great. Very good. All right, that's a baseball life, isn't it, going through things
yeah,
like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
So. Do you subscribe to the theory that the first hit has got to be clean?
Yeah, I do, but that one, I think we'd stretch that a little too far last night.
Yeah, that was a football catch. That was not a simple catch. What can I tell you?
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Paul, it's great.
As much as I'd want to see one, I don't think I call that an error with two outs in the ninth even.
Yeah, that's part of baseball, and, it's part of the drama. As Ken Korak said, every dish you cook up has a little bit of spice in it somewhere. So It's a good part of baseball. I appreciate you being on. I know you're driving back from Syracuse, but I'm glad you gave us that report on the Nationals. We got them here for 3 days, and they've got the national game tonight, so we'll be able to watch that too. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.
All right, no problem, Marty.
Very good. Great to have you on. Paul White.